sick and tired of people who say that if you debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic. And we should stand up and say, we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Well, I'll tell you, it's a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Just like Mr. Rogers used to say, right? It's just a wonderful day in the neighborhood. Listen, I got to tell you a little story about what happened to me last evening. I had to have dinner with some people, some of John's relatives, and I got to sit next to this well, John always says that sometimes I just like to tweak the brittle people, as he says, as he calls it. And I think that's, I don't know, Dilbert or something. Tweaks the brittle people, I'm not sure. Dog Britt likes to tweak the brittle people. Anyway, I'm not sure the origin of that tweaking the brittle people. But anyway, he says you just like to tweak the brittle people. So I was sitting next to this committed NPR. Does that kind of sum it all up? Someone who gets all of their information solely from National Public Radio. Now, that kind of sums it all up for me. But let me tell you how the conversation went. So I'm sitting there next to this person who's essentially, never strikes me, all the times I've run across her, never strikes me as a very happy person, never smiling kind of thing. Anyway, so we got into this conversation about the school system, and of course, then we got into this conversation about food, and then we got into this conversation. So I was talking about food with her, and she says that that she doesn't care where her food comes from. That I said, well, you know, I'm not interested in getting food from communist China. I said, you know, we could talk about the tainted dog food that killed thousands of dogs, or we can talk about the what was it, cough syrup, where they put antifreeze in the cough syrup and that killed kids, and the stuff they've added to the toothpaste, and the fish that swims on these fish farms swimming in raw human sewage, and then they load them up with antibiotics to try to eliminate all the boils and sores and all of the stuff that's growing on their skin due to the fact they're swimming in human feces. Oh, it just sounds yummy, doesn't it? Anyway, she said to me, this is a committed NPR, okay? Maybe I'll coin that. Maybe that'll be the new phrase of the day, the NPRs, right? The NPRs are coming. Anyway, so she said to me, she doesn't care where her food comes from, and I eat meat, don't I? Well, you eat meat, don't you? She said, I don't think anybody should have dairy or meat. You know where you're going when you're talking to someone like that. But anyway, she said, look at what they put in the meat. Put in the meat, well, I would rather have beef that didn't have any hormones and that stuff in it. I agree with her there from that perspective. But the meat isn't quite the same, I don't believe, as having someone put antifreeze, ethylene glycol, into your cough syrup so it tastes sweeter. Isn't that grand, even though it happens to kill you? You know, ethylene glycol. If you want to kill yourself, that is an option. You can always drink antifreeze because you will succeed in killing yourself if you do so. Anyway, so we got talking, you know, we were talking, and, you know, it's one of those talking to somebody who's got like a porcupine, I guess, porcupine puss. I was talking to a porcupine puss. Anyway, needless to say, the conversation didn't go well when I said, well, gee, I really, you know, I'm very concerned. I said, aren't you concerned about your children? I'm very concerned about, you know, what's in my food. I certainly want to know what's in my food. I'm not interested in having food coming from third world nations. And she said, well, of course, she's one of these people who thinks that, you know, America's a really great country, and we're just going to have to figure out other things to do. That, you know, there's no reason why we should be able to expect that we could have a job for 35 years or so. Now, this is a woman who lost her job. She worked in textiles and lost her job, of course, because of the NAFTA and GATT and World Trade Organization agreements, which led to the outsourcing and offshoring of all the jobs in the manufacturing base here in this nation. But there's no reason, she says, that we should expect to have a job for 35 years and retire from it anymore. And I said, well, why not? I mean, it's only because of those agreements that we don't. And, of course, the globalists, too, are behind buying and paying our politicians who signed those agreements, those anti-American agreements. But this is someone who thinks, well, you know, we just got too much in America. It's unfair. One of those unjust people. I said, well, just because you have air conditioning or you are here sitting in this restaurant with me doesn't mean that's we're not the reason why people in third world nations don't have anything. You do realize that, don't you? Which, of course, see, she really didn't realize that. See, this is what she thinks, because she's one of these NPRs. So that's kind of like walking around with your head stuck inside a tree trunk, right? I don't know, maybe if a woodpecker was whacking at her brain a little bit, it might knock some sense into her. But anyway, needless to say, the conversation went on up and to the point where she got up and stormed out. That was the end of my conversation with this. John says, you just like to tweak the brittle people. And I suppose I do, because I tweak them with the truth. See, I'm a truth tweaker. Wow. There you go. There's another one. Let's coin a new phrase. We'll be truth tweakers, and we will tweak the brittle people with the truth. How's that sound, huh? Anyway, so as I was tweaking this brittle person with the truth, which she did not like at all. No, she didn't like it all. She didn't like the fact that I think that we have too much government. She didn't like that. I said, I think we need to get rid of most of the government. I said, I think we should have a small, limited government and maximum freedom. But she thinks nobody should have dairy or nobody should eat meat. You shouldn't have dairy. You shouldn't have meat. But, you know, you don't want, she wants big government. Maximum control, because these people know better than you what's good for you. Yep, they know better than you what's good for you. See, I'm all about, if you want to have whatever you want to eat, you can eat it. If you want to go wherever you want to go, you can go there. If you want to think whatever you want to think, you can think it. And you can do it. And then we got talking about the educational system, and she said, well, see, my husband and I, we're products of the educational system, and we're just fine. I said, well, why do you think it is that nobody can make change anymore, that cashiers can't make change? I said, how do you think we got to that point? What do you think it is that has allowed this phenomenon, if you will, to occur? That's my question to her. And her response was, well, we did just fine. Well, I don't know. I think that there are a few things missing in that equation. But anyway, needless to say, that was my evening last night in a conversation with a committed, I'd have to say a liberal. I mean, I don't know, what would you call her? I don't think she advocates communism, even though that's what she's advocating. Unknowingly, I don't think she gets the whole big picture there of the whole control piece. I don't think she gets that yet. I don't think it's slapped her in the head yet, the reality of it all. However, we know that it will. It's only a matter of time, because that's just how that game plays out. Sooner or later, the reality of the position you're advocating, especially if it's a position that denies people individual liberties and freedom to do what they want to do, eat what they want to eat, go where they want to go. Well, eventually, when you tell people, I don't think anybody should have dairy and I don't think anybody should eat meat, what about the people who think, oh, the plants, they have feelings too? Then what are you going to eat? Mud? Maybe the mud has feelings, too. I don't know. Anyway, that was my evening last night, tweaking the brittle people, having a conversation with a porcupine puss. God, horrible way to live, huh? Always porcupine-y. Ooh, ooh, ooh. God, just yuck, 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 yuck. I don't know. You got to throw a smile in every once in a while, don't you? Don't you? I mean, wouldn't you think, I mean, you have children, don't you want your children to be as free as they can possibly be? Don't you want them to be able to do what they want to do, go where they want to go, eat what they want to eat? I don't know, I do. I think that you should just leave people alone. Leave them alone. That's what I believe.
From the rights our forefathers gave.
Listen, on that note, I hear this song playing, and that's my cue music. I'm going to break. So I'll be back in a couple minutes, everybody, and we'll continue this conversation. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. My website, theunsolicitedopinion.com.
To yesterday, but all my dreams are slipping away. Paid my dues to Uncle Sam.
Throughout history, the power to issue money has been used to enslave man into a perpetual system of debt. Power of the Purse Volume 1 is a 4-hour and 50-minute documentary film that dissects the true history of the people who have controlled the monetary systems of the world. It exposes how bankers have historically engineered artificial economic booms and busts to consolidate wealth and power. It exposes the role of powerful banking interests funding both sides of major wars. From the Knights Templar to the corrupt central banking powers of today, this documentary provides an in-depth chronological look at the influence these powerful financial institutions have had on this world. The many illusions of the modern-day monetary system and how it has been used to turn people into slaves is fully revealed. Purchase your 2-DVD disc copy today at powerofthepursemovie.com. Again, that's powerofthepursemovie.com.
DependableVoice.com, the total solution, one-stop shop for your business telecommunications needs. Nationwide business class telecommunications services, providing voice and data, voice over internet, and hosted PBX. Dependable Voice is now offering the first month free for any voice over internet and hosted PBX services. Save up to 50% on your current phone bill and save thousands of dollars with no need to purchase PBX hardware. Hosted PBX and voice over internet services include free local and long distance calling to the U.S., Canada, and Caribbean, email to voicemail, follow me services, multiple visual call reports, dynamic auto attendant, advanced ACDM call queue, unified voice and fax messaging, and much, much more. Plus, get your first month free with a minimum 3-phone system. Call Dependable Voice today at 1-888-346-1085 or visit them online at dependablevoice.com. That's dependablevoice.com. Dependable Voice, the total solution for business telecommunications.
Have you been diagnosed with cancer and told that there isn't any alternative to chemo, radiation, and surgery? Are you tired of hearing that if you want to survive, you must be brave and accept the suffering that comes with cancer treatments today? LaserMed Inc. says, fight back! Because now it's cancer's turn to die with its revolutionary patented laser treatment called Leash Therapy. Without cutting, bleeding, poisoning, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin and breast cancer in place, as well as some other types of cancer, no matter what the size. To find out if you qualify for this therapy, call 918-398-9577. That's 918-398-9577. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's LASEMEDINC.com.
This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And that Neil Young song, what does it leave us? There's that Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young leaves us helpless, 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 huh? Well, I'm telling you, with some of these brittle people, it really does give you helpless. And here's the more ironic thing of it all. This woman I was speaking with yesterday, her relatives, her grandmother, died on the side of the road escaping the Ukraine under Stalin. Her grandparents were killed by Stalin. Her mother came from the Ukraine. Her mother was born in the Ukraine. So you would think of anybody having an understanding of what's going on around them would be someone whose relatives were murdered at the hands of Stalin, starved to death. Wouldn't you think? So, when I mentioned to this woman about the schools are indoctrinating people, and I said they're just indoctrination camps, and she said, well, my husband and I are just fine. Well, you know what? I have to tell you, I used to listen to public radio a lot and listen to their programming, and I used to really, I can, you know, it's very easy. The rhetoric is so profoundly, they're very good with their choice of words at sucking you into their whole dialectic. Because they play on emotions, and Americans are by nature, I believe, a very generous, caring group of people. Therefore, when you play on our emotions, we are easily persuaded by emotion because we feel empathy for our fellow man. So it's very easy to get sucked into, oh, you know, all of the different things they talk about in NPR. And I listen to NPR on and off for a long time. And so I know what it is they're saying. And so you would think, when I was talking about China, a communist country, and your relatives had been murdered by communists, that you would have a greater awareness than someone who had never experienced any of that in their family. In fact, her mother was sitting there, and her mother was agreeing with me. She was talking about her mother dying on the side of the road in the Ukraine trying to escape. So I don't know. I mean, how do you overcome that? What does it take to overcome that mental block that some people have? This mental block that tells them that people don't have freedom and liberty, and other people should decide for them what they can eat and where they can go. Well, I don't think anybody should eat dairy or meat. Well, who cares? It doesn't mean anything. So you don't. I do. I think people should eat whatever they want to eat. If you want to go out in the garden and eat worms, you go for it, baby. Eat them worms. Enjoy them. I'm taking a sip of coffee. I'm on my second pot for the day. And then I got to do some other stuff today I'd rather not do. So maybe I'll just sit and talk on the radio for about another 10 hours. You think Orion Talk Radio will let me just sit here and talk for the next 10 hours so I can avoid doing what it is I have to do today? I don't think so. But anyway, listen, if anybody out there listening would like to chime in on this conversation I'm having with all of you out there, you're welcome to do so. 888-320-6151, 888-320-6151. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. And you can hear my show Monday through Friday as well on Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm on at 10 a.m. Central, and which is 11 a.m. Eastern, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific Time. I am on from 10 a.m. Central to noon Central Time, Monday through Friday. And I know the second hour is carried on Orion. And I don't know who else carries it. I know. I don't know. So who knows? Who knows who's listening? You just never know about that stuff. But anyway, I want to talk about something else that I thought was rather interesting. There's a new diagnosis out there. You know, it's called metabolic syndrome. Now, it used to be called just fat, okay? You were fat. And when you're fat, you usually have high triglycerides because it's fat in your system. And you usually have high cholesterol when you're fat. And you usually have an above-average waist circumference. But now it's called metabolic syndrome. So now I'm just curious, with the goal to collapse our system, I'm just curious now if you're fat, if they'll consider you disabled and you'll be able to go on. I mean, if you have just those, say, three of those attributes of being fat, high cholesterol, high triglycerides, and an above average waist circumference, if they'll figure out that's a way to put you on Social Security disability. Because I know if you're morbidly obese, you know, being morbidly obese, of course, now is a so-called disability, and so therefore they put you on Social Security disability, which, if your goal is to collapse the system, then these are the kinds of things you do, right? Now, see, the way to correct obesity is just cut down on what you're eating. Eat less of it. You can still eat chips. Don't eat 10, eat 5. You know, you can still have them. I'm an advocate of moderation. You know, you're able to do that if you so desire. But because you ate yourself into a, be a total pig fest, ate yourself into a size 40, well, you know, I don't think that someone else should be. I don't think that qualifies for disability. I think the best thing to do is get your hand away from your mouth. That's all. Now, that reminded me of something else. John was telling me, and I didn't read this, but he was telling me he had heard on the radio that there was a lawsuit brought by a man who's an alcoholic who worked for one of the trucking companies, and he was got a DWI, and so he was fired because, of course, the Department of Transportation mandate said, you know, you can't have a license, a driver's license, a class one license, and be driving drunk as, you know, a class one CDL type license. So this man was fired because that's what the Department of Transportation mandates that the company did. I don't know which trucking company it was. It doesn't make any difference. They're all subject to the same set of rules. And so now the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Center, the EEOC, well, that is now suing the trucking company for having complied with the dictates of the Department of Transportation and having fired this truck driver. They are now suing them for it's unfair that they fired him because he's an alcoholic, which now makes him he can collect Social Security disability, too. It's now a disability now if you're an alcoholic. You're not just a falling down drunk anymore. You know, that needs to just grab yourself by the bootstraps, maybe hit some AA meetings and get yourself together. You're not that anymore. Now you're this disabled individual who's in a special class, and now you can't be fired. So, hey, how many people want the truck drivers carrying, 50,000 pounds of freight in the back of the truck? How many of you would like that truck laden with, hey, how about some gasoline or some flammable material, or how about some chemical? How would you like them driving drunk, huh? Hey, how about the school bus drivers? I think, well, we should, you know, if there's drunks driving your kids around, well, that's okay too, right? Because they're disabled. They can't be fired. It's unfair. It's unjust. Now, I'm telling you, now does that make sense? The EEOC is suing the other department. Department of Transport, or suing this trucking company because the trucking company is following the dictates of the Department of Transportation. Now, does it get any crazier than that? Does it really? I mean, does it get any crazier than that? You know what? Really, when you think about it, it's hard to make, you can't make this crap up. You don't need to make anything up. All you gotta do is tell the truth. It's just a mind blower. But absolutely, it's just a mind blower. Now, I know I'm going to be going to break. There you go. Now we can do this. This is a takedown. Anyway, right back, everybody. This is unsolicited opinion. My name is Maggie. Don't worry, I'll be back in a couple of minutes.
No matter what thing you hold, you'll find it's not enough.
Free speech guaranteed. You're listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network. The Orion Talk Radio Network is here. The First Amendment of the Constitution grants us freedom of speech. That's the freedom to express our views and opinions without censorship. If you listen to mainstream radio at all, you'll notice that free speech is pretty hard to find these days, with just a handful of networks offering programs that dare to discuss topics and issues that have a profound impact on our daily lives. The mainstream media simply lies by omission and distortion of the facts. The Orion Talk Radio Network is committed to bringing you entertaining and thought-provoking programming that dares to tell the truth. And you can help us as we grow our network. If you think you have what it takes to host a show, you know of someone interested in hosting a show, or any other suggestions, comments, or questions, please drop us an email at OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. That's OrionTalkRadio@gmail.com. And thank you for listening to the Orion Talk Radio Network.
With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jordan Hooker. According to authorities, no threat was found in a search of a plane that returned to Las Vegas after a man on board the Los Angeles-bound flight made a bomb threat. Police in Las Vegas told KLAS-TV that the passenger who made the alleged threat was taken into custody at the gate. At least 15 people have been killed by a powerful typhoon in Japan. Another 43 people are missing. Heavy rains from Typhoon Talas have swollen rivers into torrents and triggered mudslides. Forecasters warn there could be more flooding and landslides because of the storm's slow speed. Iranian state radio reports that Iran's first nuclear power plant is now generating 60 megawatts of electricity. The radio quotes the deputy nuclear chief. The report says the plant is connected to the national power grid for a test run. The power plant in southern Iran has a 1,000 megawatt capacity. This is IRN USA Radio News.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
It's the Unsolicited Opinion with your host, Maggie. Sundays, noon Eastern, on the Orion Talk Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call in and give me your comments, your solicited opinion, you are more than welcome to do so. The number to do that on Orion Talk Radio is 888-320-6151, 888-320-6151. And I know that Canal Town Radio is carrying my program, so I want to say hello to all of you out there listening on the Niagara Frontier. Hello, hello, hello. You know, I wanted to make one other point regarding the brittle person I was tweaking last night. Wasn't my intent when the conversation began. However, it's inevitable that it would go in that direction because you just have to, well, you just can't allow people to continue to the delusion, can you? At least I don't. I feel compelled to, hey, tweak people with the truth. What can I say? But anyway, you know, it reminds me of, why people can go from having an understanding your family died at the hands of Stalin. How you can go from there to everything is relative and you don't care if your food comes from China, a communist nation that puts feces in the food for all intents and purposes so that you can eat feces. How you can go from there to there is an interesting manipulation of a thought process that's taken place. And of course, that thought process occurs very gradually. It's a very slow, steady, stealthy process that takes place that allows one to be gradually persuaded to look and to think a different way, which would be 180 degrees opposite of the way logic would tell you. You would be, if my relatives had died at the hands of Stalin, I would be screaming from the rooftops about the perilousness of communism and all the isms, socialism, Nazism. It doesn't make any difference. They all, socialism is just one step on the path to communism. Doesn't make any difference. But when you are tweaked, when you are manipulated gradually, as in, for example, Cass Sunstein, who is the our regulatory czar, well, he believes, you know, you just nudge people. He wrote a book, in fact, entitled Nudge, because you're just going to gradually nudge them in this direction, in that direction, to manipulate them to slowly go where you want them to be. For example, if you look at in New York City, they've taken the salt off the tables in restaurants. Bloomberg said, oh, you can't have salt anymore on the tables because, of course, you know, some people think that, you know, too much salt causes high blood pressure and stuff like that. So, you know, they're going to nudge you. They're going to make gradual changes. Or you're in San Francisco, and now the buildings that they're building, well, the elevator only stops on every other floor instead of every floor, because why? They want to nudge you into walking up a flight of steps. So they're going to tell McDonald's, well, you can't build as many McDonald's as you'd like to build in this area, and you're not going to be allowed to put what you want to put in the Happy Meals. You can't put a toy in anymore, because forcing children to be to want to eat your product. And gee, your Happy Meal isn't good for them. Well, you know, I suppose if you eat Happy Meals three times a day, 7 days a week, it probably wouldn't be the best thing. You need to throw in a few other things for a variety, you know. But who really does that? And furthermore, if that's what you want to do, that's your prerogative. I mean, if you're a parent and you want to take your kids to McDonald's and they eat Happy Meals or McDonald's food, you know, Big Macs and I don't know, whatever their breakfast sandwiches are called, then I don't care. That's your right. Do whatever you want to do. But if you're going to manipulate people so that they have an entirely different way of looking at things, you do it gradually. See, people rebel when somebody whacks them in the head with a 2x4 laden with spikes. So they need to gradually change things so that it's imperceptible, that you won't notice that things have changed. See, when I had mentioned to this lady I was talking to yesterday about the school system and the curriculum is the problem, well, her response was, which is a natural response, her response was, well, you know, I and my husband, well, we're both products of the public school systems and we're just fine. See, how often do you realize you've been manipulated? I mean, who recognizes they've been manipulated or indoctrinated? I mean, it's not like you know that someone's doing that to you as they're doing it, or that oftentimes it's even been done to you. You really don't realize that. For many people, they never do. But for those that do, it's very difficult to step outside of the dialectic, Hegel's dialectic, this whole dialectic of left versus right, black versus white, that kind of thing, that whole dialectic, this game that's been created to manipulate you. It's very hard to step outside of that to even recognize how much you were sucked into it. It's very hard to have that happen. Or I should say, it takes a long time, I think. I don't think it happens readily to people. I think it takes a long time for them to realize that they have been manipulated and what a grand job at manipulation they have done. But especially, you know, I was reading this article about Cass Sunstein, and one of the things they talk about, and it's very true, is because people ascribe a degree of respectability to academics, intellectuals, philosophers, and scholars, they can disregard the rights of the people much easier than a naked tyrant. And it's true. And Rousseau, Darwin, and Nietzsche can go places Hitler, Stalin, Chavez, and Obama could never dream of. Because, see, you think, as you listen to NPR, you think that all of these academics and these so-called intellectuals, well, they're making all these arguments that sound plausible until you take it to the next step, really. Until you take the argument that, oh, I don't care where my food comes from, to you think about, well, what happened? What did Stalin do in the Ukraine? About 12 million people died. What did he do? He starved them to death. Took their food, took their animals, took it all. So when you think about, well, where does my food come from? Gee, your food's coming from a communist country. What do they think about human rights in China? They don't think much about them at all, do they? Do they care how many of their people they kill? They don't care at all. They don't care at all. So, but it's easy, though, when you've got somebody who's manipulating you under the using the disguise of an academic or philosopher. We think of them as scholars. You know, these are supposedly scholarly individuals. Hell, you know, they, like Cass Sunstein. I mean, he's a graduate of the University of Chicago Law School. You know, he's this, so we think he's just this wonderfully knowledgeable individual. Who in reality, he's a manipulative sneaky, sinister tyrant who really wants to manipulate you into slavery. Is he an intellectual? Is he a scholar? I mean, don't you think when you think of those people, you think of someone? I think of academics and scholars as actually being somebody who would have good intentions, that they'd have the best interests of humanity at heart. That's what I've always thought, though. That really is. It's what I've always thought. I never thought that those people would actually be sinister, even though they are. But, of course, I think that's part of the whole manipulation that takes place, just like this person who wrote in there, because people ascribe a degree of respectability to these people. Somehow we're duped into thinking they wouldn't do anything to harm us, that they wouldn't manipulate the curriculum in a classroom to manipulate the thoughts and feelings and mores of an individual. See, we're all duped into thinking that when we send our kid off to school with the apple in hand to give to their teacher, that they only have the best interests of my children at heart. And in reality, that's not always the case. That's not always the case at all. Unfortunately, that's why I recommend to people, pull your kids out of public schools. In fact, I had a woman, and I know I'm going to be going to break in about a minute. I had a woman call me last week from the UK. And she was talking about the manipulation occurring in the Catholic school that she sent to her child to in the United Kingdom. And my conversation last Monday, we were talking about racism and multiculturalism. And listen, that music is the cue, everybody, that I have to go to break. I'll be back in a couple minutes, and I'll continue talking about what this woman from the UK had said to me last week when she called into my show. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden, and I'll be right back in a couple minutes.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Now you can listen to the Orion Talk Radio Network on your phone, anywhere, anytime, with our Listen by Phone feature. Just call 704-772-7627. 704-772-7627. Then enter the code 10016. That's 10016. All long distance and cell phone charges apply. Powered by UpSnap.
Lee Rogers here. The global controllers are continuing their quest to enslave humanity and form their new world order. The one thing standing in their way are free thinkers who reject collectivism and support individual liberty. In these troubled times, it is imperative that we the people are not destroyed for a lack of knowledge, but are instead empowered with information. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com are two of the best sources of alternative news and information on the internet. Whether it's geopolitics, globalism, government corruption, the unraveling global economy, staged elections, false flag terrorism, the technological control grid, martial law, the police state, or our issues of real significance, you'll find them on these websites. RogueGovernment.com and BlacklistedNews.com feature raw, fully sourced information with no intrusive advertisements. Be sure to visit these sites and empower yourself with the news and information the corporate control mockingbirds don't want you to know about.
This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There will be a podcast of my show up on my website, and if you want to call in, 888-320-6151 is a call into the show today. You can hear my show is Monday through Friday on Republic Broadcasting Network at 10 a.m. Central. I'm on from 10 to noon, Monday through Friday, so you can always listen in. And I know that Orion carries the second hour of the show during the week, so listen in. You know, when we went to break, I was talking about manipulation. And I was talking about our educational system and how people are very stealthily manipulated. And a woman called into the show from the United Kingdom, and she was talking about her daughter. Was 13 years old in a Catholic school, and they had shown about half the kids were white, and then the other half consisted of some black kids and some mixed race kids were sitting in the classroom. And so they showed the movie or the series Roots, and then they had shown some really old, really racist commercials. And of course, you could cut the tension with a knife that appeared in the ear after they showed, the teacher showed these things to these kids. And this woman asked her daughter, she said, well, what did the teacher say? Did the teacher put it in any kind of perspective? And of course, the teacher said nothing. The teacher said nothing that, like what she should have said, which was, let's see, slavery existed in this country, but it no longer does. In fact, in Western civilization, we were the ones to get rid of slavery, not continue slavery as it still exists in many parts of the Middle East and in Africa. The slave trade is alive and well, and it isn't people of Western European heritage who are continuing enslaving their fellow man. So instead of this teacher saying to the kids, well, that was then, this is now, they continue to perpetuate this white man is evil philosophy and mentality, and denigrate the white man and create an environment of hostility. Now, is that manipulating the kids? Sure it is. I was talking to John's nephew last night, who's going off to college, which was the reason why we all went out for dinner. And I was talking to him about the manipulation that takes place in college. And we were talking about race, and he said, well, look at all the things we did to them. Now, here this is a, I don't know, how old is he now, 17, 18, 18-year-old kid who's never done a single thing to anyone who is black or Hispanic. And yet he has the mindset that, oh, all the evil things that we did to them, really? Well, you didn't do them. You weren't even born. You had absolutely nothing to do with it. As 99.9% of us didn't have anything to do with it. Yet if you want to continue to denigrate a group in society, then what you do is you use manipulative techniques like you show the Roots series, which portrays racism here in this country. Of course, they fail to always acknowledge the fact that the reason why ship's captains were able to bring the slaves over from Africa was because their fellow tribesmen sold them into slavery. That's never mentioned. That little ditty, that little fact about slavery is never mentioned, that these tribes captured and sold their own tribesmen into slavery. They sold them to these ship's captains who were from various Western nations who were bringing the slaves over here to the United States. Actually, the Arabs had a big hand in slavery. That's, of course, never mentioned, is it? Now, why do you think it is never mentioned? Why do you think they fail to mention that. Now, it certainly isn't because they're fans of the truth, is it? It certainly isn't that, is it? But if your goal is to control people, then what you do is you manipulate, you nudge, as Cass Sunstein, our new regulatory czar. You nudge them. You manipulate people. You slowly, stealthily manipulate facts. You don't mention all the facts. You fail to paint the entire picture. You fail to bring out the fact that slavery ended here in this country before it's ended anywhere else in the world. You fail to bring that up. Now, why would that be, do you think, everybody out there who is listening? Why do you think it is that this teacher in the UK, in this Catholic school, mind you, which, of course, the same happens in any of your charter schools, and the same happens in your public schools. Why do you think it is that she failed to say anything after these kids watched this Roots series and these commercials that were racist commercials? Why do you think that is, huh? Think about that. All of you out there listening who are so interested in, political correctness and ask yourself why that is. You know, it's a funny thing how manipulation of a group, how that works. You know, you see race is talked about all the time. The race baiter in chief and the race hustlers in the Democratic Party, and, you know, they say the Tea Party people are all racist, and all of the black congressional black caucus, and, you know, they're saying that you need to fight, telling their constituency that they need to fight the Tea Party and you need to fight back. Of course, what they're doing is they're baiting people, aren't they? Have you picked up on that? Yeah, that's what they're doing. They're baiting people. They're baiting people. They are looking for race wars to begin. That's exactly what they're doing by that manipulation, by saying, oh, racism, racism, racism. Listen, we've had affirmative action in this country now for what, about almost 50 years? In fact, we have affirmative action on steroids now because Obama just signed another executive order that would add increased so-called diversity. And it's not really diverse because it's only people who aren't white that are actually they're looking for. They're not looking for any white males. No white males need apply. So the moniker of diversity is really one big lie because there's no diversity there. It's only people who aren't white they're interested in. No whites need apply. But they're pushing, they're prodding, they're poking, they're just continuing to pick the scab off the wound. You just pick. And you do that by continually claiming that racism is alive and well and living in the United States, and everywhere someone looks, oh, they're just being abused and mistreated by white people, when in fact that's actually a lie. That's not factual at all. But if your goal is to manipulate people, if your goal is total control of people, then what you do is you use a divide and conquer strategy, and racism falls right into it. So you've got your kids in these schools that are indoctrination camps, that they're not interested in giving all the facts and allowing someone to make their decision based on all the facts. They're interested in manipulating kids and manipulating feelings and prodding and poking and picking off the scabs and making kids like my John's nephew think, oh, well, look at all the evil things. You didn't do anything to him. I didn't do anything to black people. I had nothing to do with racism. I never owned a slave. None of my relatives ever owned a slave. Did yours? Anybody alive today, any of your relatives owned a slave? Do you own a slave? No, you didn't. It didn't. In fact, about, 500 million men died? Almost 600,000, or six, rather, 500, 600,000, rather, not 500 million, 600,000 men died in this country fighting slavery? Of course, that wasn't, you know, for those of you who really understand what the War of the South, the North and the South was fought over, it really wasn't slavery, but slavery is a good sales pitch if you want to get people riled up. Really had to do more with states' rights than it had to do with slavery, but anyway, we won't get into that. But people use a lot of manipulative techniques, and Cass Sunstein, these people who, academics, intellectuals, philosophers, and scholars who people believe are respectable because they are called those things, they recognize that and they know how to use that to their advantage. In fact, the title of this article is Cass Sunstein, The Heartlessness of Ideas. Truly is heartless, don't you think? How do you think those white kids felt, those sitting in that class, those 13-year-old kids sitting in that class, having their teacher say absolutely nothing, and you could cut the tension with a knife, and those 13-year-old kids had absolutely nothing to do with slavery that existed here in this nation, oh, almost 150 years ago now. Nothing to do with it at all. Yet they're led to feel guilty. Anyway, I'm going to leave you with that thought because I'm running out of time here. The fat lady's going to sing on this deal again for another day. So you think about how you want your kids to feel about themselves. That's my thought for you to ponder. How do you want your kids to feel about themselves? And is it okay with you if they're manipulated by those in the educational system and those in the mass media? Is it okay with you if they're manipulated by those individuals that seek to enslave them?
It's not a place you can get to. But
listen, everybody, I love to go to Oz. Somewhere over the rainbow is a wonderful place to be. Chin up, everybody. And hey, listen, I'll be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Central, 11 Eastern. If you want to listen, I'm on Republic Broadcasting Network. You know where to find it. Hey, chin up, everybody. Better days are coming, so don't lose heart. The sun will come up tomorrow.